Blog Talk Radio.
Dance to the DJ Mike Q, brother. Shot.
Let's go, let's go, for those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami, compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna suit this beat. So when I call you up, you better get your life, so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count, we're getting the dip, so the dudes can give me a score. Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, to say I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the mic. I got you, bitch, so you know you all right. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What did you cut, bro, get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft thing, Simon, and this is the soft thing, cunt. The cunt, Simon, and put these on the fist. Philly, which is all cunt. Eat it for me, NYC. Jersey and DC. Welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve. Soft is the best, but soft thing, cunt. Give it to me and pass up a lot.
I got trusted, backed up my back for a ball I heard was in wrong. So I got to the ball, I served all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my crossing back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, bitch, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a plane. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
I tried every breath of G. Dot. This used to work for me. I'm damaged. So damaged. How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app?
I-O, choose it okay. Two pops, a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free. When you wanna call for 25.95, you get on the team. 877-393-4444.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what's your zodiac sign?
That's half the fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a vow on my disco stick. Don't think too much, this bus that click. Wanna take a vow on my disco stick. I never had a ride to show me all the things. You show me in the switch with a fool, nigga. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I believe it, I never had a ride to be like you. I never had a ride to be like you. I never had a ride to be like you. I never had a ride to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I come, come. Bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I cop 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 cop
cop cop.
Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go left? Should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go left? Should I go right?
Trade me, my name ain't day to the RJ, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, at a bay earthquake. All day, I trade me. My name ain't day to the RJ, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, all day, I trade Igabe, don't try to figure it out. Ooh yeah, I trade all day, Igabe, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it, don't try to figure it out. Ooh.
That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. Juicy, I'm juicy, give me what I want. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. That's why you don't have that juice. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy.
Everybody follow me. Send me a little bit of controversy. Can you listen to it, simple than me? Cause I feel so empty without me. 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 Cause I feel so empty without me.
Famous. T.L. and Scott are present Famous, my birthday celebration, March 4th, 2017, at the Clark Oak Cultural Center, 21 Charter Oak Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. Start time, 7 p.m. DJ Delish Ebony. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $75. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. Grand prizes, Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500. Female figure, Femme Queen Performance, two trophies, $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, $250. Realness with a Twist, $250. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. T.L. and Skyna presents Famous, my birthday celebration. Legendary Tintin Chanel, legendary Econ Revlon, legendary father Lawrence Chanel, and legendary Africa Revlon present the 6th annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, January 28th, 2017, at the Guilford Convention Center, Greensboro, North Carolina. Doors open at 5 p.m. Awards start at 7 p.m. and LSS starts at 8 p.m. Admission is $30 all night long. Tables are $300. Seating up to 14 people, fully stocked, and take-home gifts. Your commentators for this evening are the legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy and Virginia's own First Lady, Dana Chanel, with over $4,000 in cash, prizes, and trophies. Categories include grand prize number one, $500. Ballroom Lives Matter as a house. Showcase a 5-minute or less production. Campaign of your message of why Ballroom Lives Matter. Grand prize number two, runway open to all. 8 trophies. One catchment of $750 plus $10 pot. $1,000 guaranteed to the winner. Grand prize number three, open to all performance. No legend. $750 with a $10 pot and a guarantee of $1,000. 7 trophies, 1 cash winner, no taking it as a house. Grand prize number 4, trilogy, male versus female figure, $1,000. 2 trophies, 1 cash winner, and no taking it as a house. The Adam and Eve Tale. The 6th annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, January 28th. 2017 at the Guilford Convention Center, Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is the Butch Queen Hour with the legendary Tyshawn Milan. This is the Butch Queen Hour with the legendary Tyshawn Milan, darling. Butch Queen Hour. Butch Queen Hour. With Tyshawn Milan, darling. Butch Queen Hour. Butch Queen Hour. With the legendary Tyshawn Milan, darling.
Hey guys, welcome to another installment of the Butch Queen Hour. Seems like I'm by myself right now, so, you know, we got to make it do what we do. But if you just give me 1 second, my phone ringing. Hello? And I'm back, guys. Welcome to the Butch Queen Hour. What's going on? What's going on? It's the legendary Tyshawn Milan, and I'm here. And we're chilling. Okay. So tonight, we're just going to be talking about regular stuff because it's only me on here. We could talk about anything you want to talk about. If you want to call in, you want to ask any questions, you want, just do what you got to do. We also going to have the promoters from North Carolina come on shortly, and they're going to tell, you know, what's going on with their ball and things like that. It's gonna be very live and lit. Like I said, anybody want to call in and ask me any questions, we can. We could talk about anything you want to talk about, you know. But today, I just had a good day. I didn't really do too much. I went to work, came home, and just chilled. I ain't do too much. Went to the gym with my bro and just had a good time. Just trying to get it, trying to get this body right, you know. So what do you guys, how was everybody weekend? What did you guys do? Let me get some callers. Where the callers at? Okay, my bad. I'm just setting up my stuff. So we're going to start talking about some stuff in here lately. All right, my bad, guys. I was in here doing something. I'm just here, just chilling. What the fuck? Okay, here we go. So who are you guys happy that Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump, is now in the White House? He is making fucking demands already, and I don't know what's going on. Donald Trump is just some tease. But I just, the advice that I'm giving all my black fellow and Americans and white Caucasians and diverse, all my diverse people, Donald Trump is not going to impact us, okay?
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Oh, Lord.
Kelly?
He always got to come in. How are you? Where is the Jeff Kelly at? Kelly?
Oh, excuse me. Fetch your girlfriends, iron your girlfriends, and let them know that we are live on the air for another installment of the Butch Queen Hour with the legendary Tyshawn Milan.
And we just chilling on this line, and we just having a good old time, right, Kelly?
Yeah, I know everybody.
We ain't doing shit.
Everybody is gagging, and everybody is going through it, and everything.
Because they can't call in because of that T-Mobile shit, right?
Yeah, because a lot of people cannot call in because of the T-Mobile. So if you got friends out there,
all the rest of them.
If you got friends out there that's trying to call in and they can't call in, they got to download Google Voice and get Google Voice or Sideline and one of those little apps for them to get their, to get through, honey. Okay? That's what they got to do so they can get through, honey. Because it's a mess. It's really a mess, baby.
Yeah, I can't believe it when you told me yesterday to call. When you told me to call and they really said that, I can't believe that shit. That shit is crazy.
Yes, but we are in the building, and we are here for the shit, honey, okay? Baby, it's definitely going down. It's definitely going down. Basement. At 9:45, we will definitely be having the promoters on from North Carolina, if they can get through, to talk about their ball. How was your day?
Yes. My day was good. Went to work, came home. You already know, you know, I was decorating my house, but I had two different color paints that I that was on my wall. I didn't like the first color, so I made it another color. So I didn't like the second color, so now I just painted it again today. But this time, it looks good. Meanwhile, I also ordered some fucking pillows from West Elm. Why I only ordered that, I fucking only ordered the fucking cover, not the inserts. They're so cheap. They're not like Crate and Barrel. Crate and Barrel just hooked me up.
They want their corn.
They want a piece of everything.
You ain't getting nothing for free from them.
No. How was your day?
My day, it was stressful, but I made it through it. I'm here. I'm highly favored, and I'm blessed. I'm a child of the Lord, and I'll let no demon never bring me down.
Amen.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. How you feel about Donald Trump in office? Because it's nothing that we can do.
I don't feel any type of way about Donald Trump being in office. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Donald Trump will continue to be Donald Trump. And Donald Trump will continue to do what Donald Trump does. And he will continue to make an ass out of himself. He will continue to do stupid things until the Republicans just wash their hands completely with him altogether. Because the Republicans think that they have an ally in the office, and they actually really don't. And Donald Trump is going to eventually, he's going to eventually turn them, and when he turns them, they're going to fucking gag when he turns them. So you just got to wait for the moment for him to turn them, so they can look like a motherfucking ass in the face.
Yeah, Donald Trump is not the... Donald Trump is not the girl.
Definitely not.
Yeah, he's not the girl. He's just... He's trying to actually, like... He's trying to make things different, but it's like, please, who the fuck is you? You don't even have no fucking history in politics. Get the fuck out of here.
And that's the gagger, that he is the first person to be elected to this office that never had any type of history in politics or anything.
Because I thought you had to be a governor. I thought you had to be a governor to become president. So he was never governor, so how the fuck did he become president?
No. Baby, he's there, honey. He's there for the shit. I guess I need to become president. Would you vote for me?
What, for president?
Yes.
No.
Why?
What would you do? Tell the audience, what would you do differently as president? Please let me know.
I will make rights equal for everybody. I wouldn't deport our immigrants that we have here. I will work with our immigrants that we have here to give them a better life and a better opportunity that we all that was born here, you know, have for ourselves. I want them to have those same equal opportunity rights as we have also. I also, as president, my first job in office will be to make a Kelly Care. So everybody can have affordable, for real, so everybody can have affordable treatment and everybody can seek medical attention, because I know it's a lot of people out here that can't afford a medical attention and all types of things and go to emergency rooms and stuff and get turned away and, you know, and then
well,
you get
why can't it be called Kelly Care?
Why can't it be called Kelly Care?
Why you can't keep it?
That is my name.
Why can't stay Obamacare?
Because they already repealed Obamacare.
So you got to make a difference in Kelly Care, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you
for abortions or nah?
I'm not for abortion. I think a woman should have the right to choose if she wants to stay pregnant or not. Because you have some women out here that's running around, and they have been raped or sodomized by somebody, and you shouldn't force somebody that's been raped by someone to have to live that experience for another 18 years with that child, or live that experience for the rest of their life.
Right.
Yes. I'll be a wonderful president. You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I don't think that you, I would have to hear some more stuff that you would do for the American people. Would you want all stuff to be made in America?
When it comes to making stuff abroad, and I think we can get things done abroad, like things made abroad. I don't think that we should move our companies abroad. Because when we move our companies abroad, by us moving our companies abroad, we're taking jobs and opportunities away from the people here in the States by putting it overseas. I don't think we should have to deal with these foreigners when it comes to customer relations and things of that nature, because half of these people that we speak to, we call these companies, we can't even understand what they're saying. They're very disrespectful. They really don't care because they're not in our country. But what I do when I call T-Mobile is I ask to speak to somebody from the loyalty department. Because when you ask to speak to someone from the loyalty department, a lot of people might not know with T-Mobile, the loyalty department is here in the States. So you always get to speak with someone in the States.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, if I was president, it would be free bands all over.
What bands?
Free bands everywhere. Everybody get free bands. If I was president, it's free bands for everybody. Free bands and new credit scores for everybody.
Get me one or three. But
who's that? That's somebody on my face. Mind your business. And tell a caller to mind their business.
He brought himself to the light. So bring yourself to the light, boo-boo.
What'd you say?
I said he brought himself to the light, so bring him to the light.
He don't want to say hello to you guys. Sorry.
I'm not even say hello to me.
Just say hello. Just say hi.
Hi.
Okay, my call list.
What's
the
name?
Say hi. I'm not telling you the person's name.
Why?
So his name is Jay.
His name is not Jay.
What's your name? Jay, am I correct?
Jay.
Thank you. His name is Jay.
That's your name on Facebook?
His name on Facebook is Jay.
Mm-hmm.
His name Jay Harrison.
You're a liar.
His last name. What's your last name?
Jay.
Don't say that on the live. You don't say that. Oh, no. Kelly, you didn't hear what he said, right?
No.
Good. Because he wasn't supposed to say that last name. You don't say that last name. And how do you even remember that last name?
What last name?
I don't want my callers in my business. That's my last name.
Oh,
I've been asking. Oh, my God. And, Kelly, you're just getting a kick. My caller's on this line is just getting a kick out of you on this phone.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you when I get to the house, because I'll be in the house like 30 minutes.
All right, call my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the phone in 30 minutes.
Yeah, because in 30 minutes, guys, I will not be on the phone with you guys tonight.
Really?
No, but
we will be on the phone, guys. Don't listen to him. We will be on the phone. Okay?
Yeah,
he will be
on
the
line. Line.
Do we have the promoters from North Carolina? Are y'all on the phone line with us? If you are, press the one at this time. Press one if you're on the phone lines with us.
Don't jealous me. Please don't jealous me.
Yeah, honey, the kids is always sending for me, honey, okay? Yes. Baby, it's a lot. Tashawn is definitely a lot.
It's a lot going on. I just had to mute you for a minute because my dog is acting fucking dumb. Hold on.
Yeah, they are acting dumb. They acting real retarded.
No, I'm putting their belly bands on, so it's like... I'm wrapping a wrap around they dinglings, and so if they pee, they gonna pee in that pamper, bitch. They will not pee on my floor. Now get off my bed.
Okay.
Yeah, they call anybody that have male dogs and they like to put their legs up.
Welcome to the show, the legendary Africa Revlon. You're live on the airwaves with us.
Hi, Africa.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I also have Legendary Lawrence, Legendary Shinton, and Legendary Econ on the phone as well.
Oh, baby, what? All of y'all on one phone line, honey, words.
We live for that.
Yeah. What's up? Hello, everyone.
Y'all here for the
shit.
So what's going on, y'all? Let's talk about y'all ball this weekend. What's going on in Greensboro, North Carolina this weekend?
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear my phone. Say it again, what happened? I missed it, y'all.
Are y'all here for the shit? Tell me what's going on this weekend in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Sit down.
Well, you know, it's going down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, you know, we've been doing it. I'm getting ready for the most anticipated Carolina Awards Ball this weekend. Starting with Friday, we got a Aquarium birthday bash hosted by Lawrence. And then, of course, on Saturday is the Awards Ball. Starting with doors open at 5, ball starting at 7. And, then, of course, we are planning an aftermath for Sunday. And hold on,
stuff
going on.
Do y'all still have tables and things for sale for this weekend? For anybody that's trying to still get a table?
Yeah, we do. Tables are $300. They happen until Thursday. I think Africa just posted. They happen until Thursday to still purchase a table if you would like. They are $300. They will come fully stocked. Of course, y'all remember the Revlon ball tables. So it's going to be fully stocked. It will definitely be worth the money. So $300, you can contact any one of us for table payments.
Okay, can y'all break down some of these grand prize categories that y'all have for this weekend for us?
Yep. Tim, I think that's the flyer for him as well. I think he's going to break that down. Tim, you want to go over some of those?
I do. We have $1,000 trilogy, male versus female. We have $1,000 runway, open to all female figure, legendary. Basically, you can break down all the runway categories. One, 8 trophies, 1 cash. We have $1,000 performance, open to all. We have $200 legendary realness. We have $200 Butch Queen and Drag realness versus Femme Queen realness. We have $500 ballroom lives matter as a house. We have $200 schoolboy versus executive versus pretty boy versus thug. Separate trophies, 1 cash. What else we have? Anything else? We're giving away over $4,000 of cash category.
Okay. That sounds good. Do you want to specify some of the categories for, you know, some of the people, some of the callers? Because, you know, some people just don't read categories and ball flyers correctly. So, you know, maybe some of the grand prizes, the big grand prizes, you can just explain a little bit, you know, what you're looking for and things that, you know, because in ballroom, shit just get misconstrued at times.
Okay, so Runway, tonight you must dedicate your vision of why ballroom life matters. You can take a fallen angel or a living muse, whichever you choose. Just make sure you tell their story or why that person's ballroom life matters. You must bring forth the person's life biography or pictures that have inspired you along the way. Tell their journey of why their ballroom life matters in the scene. So we're not basically telling you to do their effect. We're not telling you to bring something that they've done before. We're just telling you who's inspired you. Come up with your own creative look and let's bring forth of the reason. But we must know who you are dedicating that tribute to.
Gotcha.
Another category. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, you can continue. I was just telling my dog to sit down. I apologize.
The next category, $500 ballroom live matter of the house. Showcase us a 5-minute or less production campaign of your message of why ballroom does matter to you. Inside your production, there can be tributes to many different ballroom figures that matter. Let your mind run wild and just bring it as a house. That will be the first category of the night. CDs must be turned in before 7 o'clock so that you can actually have they can have that in ready to play for you. I think the one that everyone is looking for is, one second, which is our trilogy category.
Okay. Well, the categories are definitely interesting. I've read them, and it looks very good. And I wish I can get there this weekend, but my sister just had a baby, so I'm actually going to be in Delaware with her. But I will be in there in spirit, and I know it's going to be a great, successful ball.
And I want to add a couple of things, too. Some things that we didn't clarify. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Just some things that we might have been a little confusing to some people or whatever the case may be, but we didn't really specify, but we want everybody to know that none of the categories really ask for you to do any kind of spray painting, any kind of things of that nature. You know, so we're asking that people make sure that their effects or whatever they're doing is completely prepared and done prior to coming in, because you will not be able to do no spray painting and shaking up glitter and all that stuff in the inside of the building. So make sure as a matter of fact, won't even be allowed to come in. So they have to ensure that that's, you know, done before coming in. Also, we got some calls even about the virgin categories, and particularly like virgin performance, I believe, it calls for all white. This is typically one of those categories in ballroom, as we know, that people goes one or two ways. All white means all white, or does all white means all white except for the shoes. So, and being that we didn't specify that, we're accepting any color shoes, but the outfit itself has to be all white, but the shoes is not going to matter, per se, just for any virgins that wanted to know that, because I did get a couple of calls about that. What else? So, of course, there's no smoking in the building. I'm sure everybody should know that, but in this one in particular, you don't. We will have a designated smoke area for everyone. So we do ask everybody to abide by all the rules.
And for the open to all best dress category, that's going to be broken down. It's going to be two trophies, one cash, one male figure. I mean, not cash. It's going to be broken down to two trophies, one male figure, one female figure.
We can't stress enough that we really, really hope everybody can be on time and be on time, because we do plan to start the ball on time. It's a lot of things to do, a lot of awards to be given out. We have some Hall of Fame recipients. They're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, so there's a lot going on. So we ask everybody to please be on time and on their best behavior, and we can get through the night.
What time will the doors open, and what time will the ball start?
So the ball, of course, is at the Guilford Convention Center in Greensboro, North Carolina. The doors will open at 5 p.m. sharp. We are starting the awards at 7 p.m. With LSS starting around 8. So, so basically doors open at 5, everything's showtime, 7 o'clock.
That's right. So, y'all
and for
hear
those that?
That
are listening that did attend, we had some sessions here in Charlotte through our Powerhouse Project organization. And for those that attended the sessions, and they also receive credit for that. Your name will be on the list as well. Your ballroom name will be on the list that you gave at that meeting, and you'll be taken care of, according to like we had said. So just in case you're wondering or forgot.
And please remember that the first grand prize category will be called at 9 o'clock. So
sure.
people may want to keep
right.
that in mind.
And please make sure your CDs, if you have CDs or whatever you're using, all that stuff needs to be turned into the DJ before 7 o'clock.
Also, order categories will be posted Friday on our event page.
I know that's right. Alrighty. The girls are here for the chat.
It sounds like this ball is about to be litty.
I mean, well, we're open to taking any questions or anything that anybody might have.
Because North Carolina, you always show me a good time. I ain't even going to hold y'all. If I was able to come, I'd be right in the hotel.
Child, baby, you ain't talking about the ballroom scene show you were going to have, bitch. You talk about the hotel, bitch, okay?
I would have been in a hotel, you know. I would have been in my little secret hotel because I don't need nobody burning no hotels down in North Carolina when I'm here again, okay? I need to be in the next hotel because I was there and I was like, well, my fucking God. It was just some shit, y'all, but North Carolina always showed me a good time.
Fucking real, honey.
Jesus, okay. Take the wheel and drive down the street. Get out the fucking garbage.
Oh, Lord, I can't. But if anybody's on the phone line and you want to press 1 and you want to ask any questions, feel free to definitely press 1. We are definitely taking
chairs. And please be on your best behavior because I don't want no chairs thrown, no videos with chairs thrown.
Stop your shit!
Be on your best behavior.
Let
Please.
Me tell you something. I don't know what the fuck is going on with you tonight or what happened with you at work today, but, bitch, I've been trying to get you to be messy for the last 5 weeks of this fucking show. And tonight you want to come and you want to start your shit tonight?
I'm just saying, I've been in North Carolina. I was actually looking at a video of me and my brothers in North Carolina 1 year. I think it was like 2013, 12 maybe. And it was just, we had a good time in the hotel, out the hotel. We had like a little hotel party. It was so dope. I had a blast, okay? A blast. So I ain't mad. Just make sure y'all come and be on your best behavior and no smoking, because we know how y'all like to go in the stalls, you know, after that bump,
yeah,
go outside, please.
Right. Respect the venue.
Fuck.
Because that's why.
Well, if anybody's on the phone line and y'all have any questions, they are here. Feel free to definitely press 1. But I know you bitches, it's a whole bunch of girls on the phone line. Ain't nobody going to press 1. But tomorrow, bitches are going to be hitting y'all phones up like, I need to know this, and
well,
I need to know that. And on Friday
let me add some positive moments since he just pointed out some of the those bad things that unfortunately happened in North Carolina and they happen everywhere. So just as a positive moment, we also are known for giving you an exciting event and giving out our money, or whatever the case may be. So definitely come ready to have your A game on and to display your talent. We have three or four different $1,000 categories. I think it's 3, or whatever the case may be. So definitely come and get this cash over trophies and everything. Come to make your moments. Carolina is definitely the place to be, and you already know what the party scene gives. So you know. You definitely won't have a dull moment in the Carolinas.
Yes, this ball is being hosted in Greensboro, North Carolina, so the party scene will be a little bit more, you know, prone to what we're looking
Live.
For other than Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? So we're definitely bringing something new into doing this year. So where y'all been going for the past years has been Charlotte. So, you know, you're coming down to Greensboro now. So it's
How
a
is Greensboro, guys? I've never been to Greensboro. I might have to make my way there.
Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm. You should.
The last time I walked the ball was 3 years ago, bitch, and it was in Greensboro, and I got chopped.
Oh shit! Last time I was in North Carolina, when the hotel went poof. Okay.
Kelly, who chopped you?
Child, honey, I forgot, child. It's been so long ago, child, honey. Okay. Bitch, I haven't been back on the floor. I haven't been back on the floor since, bitch, honey. I'm nervous.
But that wasn't a Greensboro. That wasn't a Greensboro person that chopped you, so.
Yeah, oh, I know it wasn't a Greensboro person that chopped me. But baby child, oh, I got it, honey. Ooh, Lord have mercy. What child was you said what?
What were you working
well,
that
you
night?
You can pick up where you left off at. You might as well come on back out to Greensboro and, you know, show them why your ballroom lives matter.
Shit, the last time I went to North Carolina,
I'm definitely glad we got Class A judges at our event. So
ooh,
our judges
know
will be the judges. There'll be no switching around and none of that foolishness that goes on.
That's a good. So we got solidified judges. You hear that, guys? We got solidified judges on here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to see bitches running up to the judges' table and talking, oh, bitch, you chopped me because there's no bitch. I'm solidified. You better go sit your ass down, okay? This is how we handling this ball, okay? But Greensboro, this ain't North Kakalaki, Charlotte. That's not Charlotte. This Greensboro, we in a different motherfucking town. So y'all bitches better act like y'all got some sense and come on through. Because this ball sounds like it's going to be lit. It sounds very upscale. It's in a nice convention center, not in a hole-in-the-wall spot where I got to be standing up, my back hurting all day, and it's hot. You know, it sounds very interesting, y'all, and I want everybody to come out. If, like I said, if I was to come out, I wish I could. My sister's, she just had some babies, and I got to go to Delaware. But I would have been there because somebody told me today, was like, you want to drive with me? I was like, I would, but I can't. But I know a couple of people, five people, did tell me they are coming to the function. So, yeah, I got five on my end.
It's okay. It's all right. This is just the start of the year. We got a lot of more stuff planned for you guys throughout the year. So you'll get opportunity.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to come down there. You know, I don't need VIP like Kelly. I'll just come like a regular spectator. I don't need VIP. But, you know, if y'all give me VIP, you know, I ain't mad.
Sasha.
Okay, give me VIP. So anybody have any questions for us? We definitely call you here.
Come
on,
anybody got questions? Our promoters would love to take some questions. They're here to explain the function because we don't want no secondary opinions and girls just talking shit at the ball, acting as if they didn't know what was going on the flyer. Because I know y'all bitches can read. I know y'all can read.
Charlie, it's a whole bunch of people. It's a whole bunch of people on the phone lines, but everybody is just sitting here and everybody is just listening. Nobody is pressing one. I don't know why they don't ever press one when it comes to questions. But then when you speak to the promoters later, you can say, bitch, you know the girls was calling me all the way up until Saturday, bitch, until the ball started asking motherfucking questions when they can come and ask questions. It's no question that can't be answered, and don't think that you have a question and your question is stupid. Just come and ask the question if you have a question.
Yeah, just come through, let us know, and we got our promoters on here, and they is definitely going to let you have it and let you know what's going on. They telling you what they don't want. We don't want no glitter. Don't have no glitter, no spray paint. I mean, well, you can't do that in the building, so please don't have no spray paint and all of that.
In the building,
have your
right.
costume fully functional coming in. It should be done.
So where's the host hotel at this weekend?
The host hotel
the courtyard Marriott.
On the Courtyard Marriott, West Wendover Avenue.
And how much is the rooms for the Courtyard?
Well, the rate actually, well, you actually should be able to still get it at that rate. It was actually $85 for the double bed and $85 for the king bed, $99 for the double queen bed.
Oh, that's good prices. Hell yeah, that's good prices.
Mm-hmm. And I like the Marriott. I like the Marriott.
Do you guys have streetwear on the
Oh yeah, and the host hotel is right there in the center of everything. You have abundance of food places. Walmart is right there across the street. The mall is exited up. Pharmacies, convenience stores, all 24-hour festival are all right there in walking distance of the hotel.
Okay, so they made it real convenient for you bitches.
Real convenient. Hell yeah. Because, you know, I walk right over to the spot and get me some Cran Apple now. Everybody know I love my Cran Apple.
Do y'all have streetwear on y'all flyer? Somebody inboxed me and asked me that, do y'all have streetwear?
Yes, we do have streetwear.
What is the streetwear category calling for? Because you got people asking questions in my inbox. They don't want to. They're not pressing one, but they asking questions.
Yeah, that's why I asked it, because somebody hit me up with it too.
Kim, do you have a streetwear category in front of you?
Yeah, give me one moment.
And please come done. Don't come in old pieces. Let me stop. don't make my category look bad. Please come done and just do your thing so I can look at it and be like, yes, bitch, that bitch ate it. Where she got them shoes from, bitch? I couldn't even get them in my size. Oh,
hold on.
Open to all street where the category is called Black Designers Do Matter. Here's your chance tonight to mix urban and high fashion together in one complete look. However, one of your labels must be a black designer. Be prepared to tell the judges who that is.
Ooh, that's nice. Lord. Kelly, and they usually don't mix it up. Oh, that sound nice. You can mix it up. I could just have, like, a little nice derby on shirt. Ooh. You see, this is what I'm saying. So did that answer your question for the streetwear person that's online? That does that answer your question? You heard the category. Please be done when you come. Don't make me look bad.
And don't forget your black designer.
Yep, and make sure you know they might ask you questions. You better know a little bit about them. You just never know. Be on point. Because they might want to know when EST, when did he start, or she. Oh, okay. They're going to ask some questions. Let me stop. No, but just be prepared because that category is dope. I love that category because that's the category that I walk. So I know it's going to be hot and it's going to be a lot of people because two people already told me that they're walking and they obviously hit me up and asked me to ask the question. So they're definitely coming. And you're listening on this line. Don't make me look bad. Do your thing. You know how to do it. What about
somebody
asked Kelly?
What is the realest with a twist category calling for?
Open to all performance, no legend. It's my ballroom idol. Every era of ballroom has birthed some of the most talented and creative performers from all around. Tonight, bring forth your talent to the runway with a shirt of your choice, with your performance ballroom idol's photo on the front of it. Of the house, affiliation name 007, or printed on the back. Additionally, during your tens, you must show at least one of the memorable moves that makes them your idol. Remember, your idol you choose and your talent do matter, so represent them well.
Did y'all hear that? Batch, no legend. Legends have
a
secret.
And that's $1,000.
Oh,
$1,000. And on that category, too, just to add a little clarity, whoever they choose for their idol doesn't necessarily have to be a legend or an icon, but it would be wise for it to be someone that everybody's going to know.
Okay, bitch. The girls are here for the shit.
Can you please just say best dressed one more time, because someone just hit me up. They said they just got on the phone line and they just want to know. I know isn't there a grand prize? One of the grand prizes.
Which category?
No.
Best dressed.
No, best dressed isn't grand prize, but I can read it for you.
Yes.
It's called My Black is Beautiful. Calling all and any of your ballroom fashionistas, come wake up the building with an overlook tastefully done. And since your black is beautiful, we want to see a piece in your look by a black designer. Come ready to battle down.
Here you go. Caller, the person who hit me in my inbox, you got it. So come on done. You heard what they said. Come with your black designer. I like that y'all is giving black designers life. I'm really living for that. Because we, you know, as black designers, we don't get that much recognition, you know. We don't get that much out here. Sit your ass down. We don't get that much out here. So, you know, I like that, you know, we can express our creativity through the ballroom, too, and show our black designers. Fuck them. Fuck these white designers, even though I love them, and the European ones and all of them. I love them, too. But, you know, fuck them right now. Oh, wait, I got another one. They said, do you have Femme Queen performance? Can you please read the category?
That's the open. They got a doubt. They just read that. I think that's the open all category.
Well, you heard
it.
Okay.
Right.
Get out of my inbox, please. I heard what they said. You was on the phone, I'm pretty sure, because you just asked me. Can they repeat it again? So I know you heard it the first time. You better go to the archives and get it going. We
yes, they can find the event page on Facebook if they want to search up Ballroom Lives Matter. It should come up as like the 6th annual Carolina Awards Ball Ballroom Lives Matter. But usually it'll pop up, like I said, with the search engine Ballroom Lives Matter. It will pop up.
You got that? All right. Hold on. I got another question that just hit my airways. Hold on. Let me just retrieve it. I got to go back into my inbox. It says, no, listen, I'm not saying that. You heard what they said, B. Have all CDs in by 7. 7 p.m. Please don't ask that again. What time does the music have to be in? It has to be in by 7 p.m. Damn, and I ain't got a CD yet. You gotta be like, I don't even have a CD.
It has to be in by 7. Honestly, I would encourage them to have it in before we get started with that, in case they want to make sure that their stuff is going to play. That would be wise too. So, you know, I would encourage people to, if you're going to have any type of, you know, introductions or anything like that, music or anything like that, the earlier the better with that type of situation.
Got that, guys.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. We got a caller on the phone lines. Hold on. Father caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I have a question regarding the black designer. When you say a black designer, are you talking about like an established black designer like a Laquan Smith, or like, or can I get like Shaniqua around the corner to just like make me up something?
You can, actually. So if it's someone that's a new designer and they made it for you and anything like that, you can actually have new up-and-coming designers.
Okay, and what kind of receipts are you going to, like, have me produce that as a black designer?
Well, that's not for streetwear, so that's for best dress. It can be any, like, around-the-corner designer. For streetwear, you want a notable black designer. Not for best dress, you know, of course, you don't have to have a label. You don't have to have anything as best dress. So if, say, for instance, if one of the sewing people do something for you, you know, like you can have that. You can do that for best dress.
Oh, can you give me some examples of notable black designers? Like,
Let me give you Econ wrote that category.
Econ
may have put us on hold.
She did put us on hold. Well, baby, you can Google you some, and it will probably come up. And you, if you're gonna walk that category,
I see about 25, and I just Google some.
I actually just, that what category actually came from the legendary Robert Allure, what he wanted to actually see, one of Carolina's legends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tashaun, did you Google some names, Tashaun? Give him some names of some black designers, Tashaun.
These are the 25 black designers. This was this came out in 2015, but I'm sure there are more. But you have Carly Cassini, Jero Alawu. You have Arthur McGee. You have Jeffrey Banks, Dexter and Brian Pert. You have Stephen Burrows, Scott Barry. These are all fashion designers. Agape Mandula. Like, These are like I said, this was in 2015. I just Googled the first thing, but you get the point. If they're black and they make it, they're designing, that's a black designer. If you're walking streetwear, please let it be a noticeable black designer, like Jay-Z Rockaware. You know, that's a black designer. Who else? Damn, Urban. I don't know right now, but Google, it's free.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Carla.
If anybody else is on the phone lines or you have any questions, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are here. We are live on the air. The questions are being answered. Get your questions answered right now. Girls, don't come out here looking a pickover thing, and then you gag that you get chopped and stuff and you want to know why you got chopped. You should already know why you got chopped, baby. Don't ask why. In the great words of my cousin, never ask why. If you ask why,
so
now you will tell you why.
Well, Lord, I know that's right. Holy cow, I got a question. They said, hold on, let me go. It said bleep. Hold on, let me go to it. They said, is there schoolboy realness? There is schoolboy realness, I'm sure.
One moment.
Yes. Hold on, guys. I know you're listening. I'm sorry, caller. Just give us a second.
Yeah, that's a school. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
$200 male figure realness, 6 trophies, Butch, Trans Man, Thug, Pretty Boy, Schoolboy Executive. The inspiration. We want to know why ballroom life obviously matters to you tonight. Bring an 8x10 picture of the person that inspired you to walk your category. Show us the impact of the ballroom life that mattered to you.
There you go. Well, I would have brought my picture if I walked schoolboy realness still. I would have brought me a picture up. Ooh. I'm not going to say
you a schoolboy to be walking schoolboy realness anymore.
I said back in my days.
Oh.
Let me tell you, if they put $5,000 out of this bitch, I'll be on that floor. I'll make a fucking science project and everything, okay? I'll make all types
okay.
of shit. I'll come out with a fucking swimming pool. Y'all thought I was in fucking swim class, okay? That would have been my shit. I had a 10-foot pool coming up in there, okay? That would have been like...
Do anybody else in the inbox have any more questions? Do anybody else on the phone lines have any more questions? Because I know these gentlemen and these ladies got things that they need to do, honey, to finish getting prepared for this weekend and conference calls and everything. So if anybody else got anything else to say that's on the phone line, feel free to press 1 at this time. If anybody in the inbox got anything to say, feel free to press 1 at this time. If not, we're going to let our promoters go so they can get back to planning this fabulous weekend that they have planned for you.
Okay. It sounds like it's going to be lit, Kelly. It sounds like it's about to be litty.
I'm definitely ready for people to come down here and enjoy my city.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of people is coming down, so I think it's going to be dope. And, like, next time, in the next function that you have, I'm definitely going to be in attendance.
That's what's up.
Okay. Well, ain't nobody else pressing 1. So I want to thank all y'all legends for definitely coming on the line and definitely giving us a summary of what's going on in Greensboro this weekend. Can't wait to see y'all this weekend. Honey, it's going to be a fabulous turnout and a fabulous time. So everybody can't wait to see y'all this weekend.
All right, can't wait to see everybody and turn up for the weekend.
Okay, so I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. That's the legendary Lawrence. The house you Lawrence. No, I'm not being serious, I'm being for real. It just slipped my mind that you know Lawrence be all over, honey, okay? Baby, I can't keep up with Lawrence, honey. But I know we got the legendary E-Card Revlon on the phone, baby. We got the legendary Africa Revlon on the phone. We got the legendary Tim's Chanel on the phone. And Lord, the legendary Lawrence, what?
Chanel
on the motherfucking phone, honey, okay? But you know, baby, I Lawrence is like a motherfucker. Lawrence is like a jumping jack, honey. Lawrence is moving fast, honey. You can't keep up with Lawrence,
Lawrence ain't moved. Lawrence ain't moved nowhere. I've been in the same spot. I only been to Ebony or Chanel.
Yeah, well, I knew it was one, but I didn't want to just call out the wrong one. I knew it was one, but I didn't know which one, honey. So I didn't want to call out the wrong one, honey, okay? Baby, but I want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. The girls will definitely see y'all this weekend in Greensboro, North Carolina. Baby, make sure you have your motherfucking CDs in by 6:30. 7 o'clock is the motherfucking deadline. You don't want to motherfucking miss your motherfucking music for your motherfucking production. Make sure you're definitely on time to the venue. Please make sure that all your effects and everything is ready to go before you get into the building. There will be no glitter, no paint, no spray paint. None of that stuff will be allowed in this motherfucking venue. So, girls, make sure you're on time. And make sure that you're in the building and you're there for the shit at the Greensboro, North Carolina Awards Ball this Saturday in Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank y'all for definitely calling in.
All right, thank you.
Have a great night. Okay, guys. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Okay. Honey.
Hold on.
Yes! Wait, hold on. My internet is carrying on over here, honey. She is doing shows. Baby, my internet is carrying, honey. She is doing the most, honey. Wait, hold on. I'm waiting for my internet to get back together. Honey.
So, you know, the function is definitely going to be dope. The categories is mad interesting. Like, I'm looking at the flyer now. It looked really good, so.
But anybody that's on the phone line, if y'all have something that y'all want to talk about, any topics, comments, or concerns, y'all could definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely talk about what y'all want to talk about. But if y'all don't got nothing that y'all want to talk about, I'm not here for the shit, honey. I came up here because the promoters had to come and promote their ball. I'm not here for the shit. This is the Bush Queen Hour. I do not know where the legendary Marlon Mizrahi is at. I do not know where the legendary Lil James Caan is at tonight, and I am not here for the shit. I was supposed to be watching the New Edition story, honey, and I had to come up here and handle this with Tyshawn. So we about to play these commercials, and after these commercials, if we don't have no more callers, baby, we're out of here.
Famous. TLS Scotta presents Famous, my birthday celebration, March 4th, 2017, at the Clark Oak Cultural Center, 21 Charter Oak Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. Start time, 7 p.m. DJ Delish Ebony, admission $20 all night. Tables, $75. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. Grand prizes, Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500. Female figure, Femme Queen Performance, 2 trophies, $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, $250. Realist with a twist, $250. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. TLS Scotta presents Famous, my birthday celebration.
Legendary Tintin Chanel, legendary Econ Revlon, legendary father Lawrence Chanel, and legendary Africa Revlon present the 6th annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, January 28th. 2017 at the Guilford Convention Center, Greensboro, North Carolina. Doors open at 5 p.m. Awards start at 7 p.m. and LSS starts at 8 p.m. Admission is $30 all night long. Tables are $300. Seating up to 14 people, fully stocked, and take-home gifts. Your commentators for this evening are the legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy and Virginia's own First Lady, Dana Chanel, with over $4,000 in cash, prizes, and trophies. Categories include grand prize number one, $500. Ballroom Lives Matter as a house. Showcase a 5-minute or less production campaign of your message of why Ballroom Lives Matter. Grand prize number two, runway open to all. 8 trophies, 1 catchment of $750 plus $10 pot, $1,000 guaranteed to the winner. Grand prize number 3, open to all performance, no legend. $750 with a $10 pot and a guarantee of $1,000. 7 trophies, 1 cash winner, no taking it as a house. Grand prize number 4, trilogy, male versus female figure, $1,000. 2 trophies, 1 cash winner, and no taking it as a house. The Adam and Eve pair. The 6th annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, January 28th. 2017 at the Guilford Convention Center, Greensboro, North Carolina.